You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
This is the very chatty Sita McGee on Viewpoint with Sita and friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida, chatting up a storm with Danny and his nice jacket.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Spencer's Bespoke
I'm telling you. Yeah, beautiful. We're heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7. And yes, we are heard on the World Wide Web everywhere in the planet.
We are on 1510 WWBC. You can hit that listen live button and you will get us on any one of your listening devices that you're using. I think the website might be a little challenging today, but the phone app and the any of the other apps that you have on your phone or your iPad screen apps, that's all on.
Yeah,
you can also hear us on demand and you can just pick the date and you can download the show. It's an MP3, so we'll share that on our Facebook pages, which are Sita Media Inc. and also Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Also, Sita shares it on her page. And then we also put it on our website as well, which is sitamedia.com.
That's right. What a so wonderful
things.
Show we have for today, Miss
so
Ellen.
So lucky.
I'm so glad you made it.
Well,
Danny and I saved the whole planet while we were waiting for you and Stephanie to show up.
Well, unfortunately, it was one of those days that I walked out and my neighbor's battery was dead.
Yeah.
So I stayed to jump their battery, and it took a little longer than I expected, and raced here, and here I am.
You raced.
Just
don't get yourself a ticket.
I'm not going to get any tickets.
So, of course, for our listeners who are tuning in, our show is, it's fun. It's quite entertaining at times. It's very educational and informative. And we speak to people from all walks of life, all political affiliations, sometimes none at all, which is just fine with us. But we seem to focus on a lot of social issues. We speak with people who would like to speak about financial literacy, running for office, opening a business, lots of nonprofits. Of lately, we've had a lot of humanitarian causes, people who can't afford a home, people who can't afford insurance. And so we give valuable information because at the end of the day, life is about learning. It's a lifelong journey, and we all learn from each other. We learn from history. We learn from the people that came before us. And my God, Ellen, we certainly learn from a public education.
Yes.
I mean, all of us, we need that, right?
Yes.
And so it's about communication, understanding, and most important, an education. Every single day we learn something new. I know people say that and they don't actually mean it, but I do know we learn something new every day. And it doesn't matter how old we are, we do. Like Danny and I just saved a whole planet.
That's right.
We didn't know that you could wait. Sometimes if you file papers to immigrate legally to the United States because of a broken immigration system, which we all want immigration reform at some point, it can take up to 23 years for someone to actually immigrate legally. And I have proof of that.
Yeah.
So hence, this is why, you know, so many people want to get that golden ticket to come to the greatest country in the world, in the universe, which... I mean, where else in the world can someone who's one of 18 children immigrate to the United States?
So what did
States?
We learn today? A little empathy and perspective.
And come and have a radio show in the United States, right? It's because this is the only country where you, if you work hard and you have a goal and you have a dream and you have a tribe around you and you believe in yourself and you use the public education that's there for all of us, you can become something in life. And I think it's a wonderful thing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I still remember sitting under that lemon tree in Trinidad and Tobago, 4 years old, not knowing I would immigrate to the United States. And it's such a blessing. It really is. And you're right. Faith plays a big part. So, Ellen, we have such a great show today. And look who you've got next to you, our friend Stephanie. Stephanie is here, and she's you know, I don't know why I want to look at your name. I know it's Stephanie Lopez, right? But I want to say Stephanie Garcia because I have a friend.
And I'm so like, if no you make Cita. A mistake, we'll correct it.
That's
promise.
Right. So Stephanie Lopez is here. And I met Stephanie as usual through ABWA. And she's going to speak with us later about how she turned from, she changed professions, maybe switched up a little bit from being a NASA psychologist. And she's turned into a mindset, emotional, and communicational coach. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
She's beautiful. She's going to be on second. We're going to talk to her a little bit about her work and what she does. And our first segment, it's a returning guest. Her name is, it's with Project Noel, Ellen, and you've spoken to her before. It's Kelly Clark. Right. Kelly is a friend of my friend Carrie. Same thing, K for Carrie, K for Kelly. And my friend Carrie and I, we decided that we were going to help with Project Noel. And Kelly is here to talk to us a little bit about what Project Noel does. She'll talk to us a little bit about the children who are left behind when their parents pass away from drug overdose and what Project Noel is doing to help those kids and all the fundraisers they're having. And, of course, we'll talk about Christmas and the toys and everything else, because all the children need love. So I know,
and it's
you're
multi-county and multi-state as well. It's not just here in Florida.
It sure is. And I missed their luncheon on Saturday because, as you know, I had my own luncheon at my home to benefit the Zonta Club here in Brevard, and we made a good bit of money for them. I made my famous curry chicken and shepherd's pie.
Well, that was worth millions. Millions.
Yeah.
What? Well, you know, it was a ladies' luncheon.
Yeah,
I knew why you weren't invited.
You know what, though? A lot of men wanted to come. I'm like, no, this is not for men.
Right.
But we had about 25 ladies, and it went really well. So that's why I miss Kelly's. So, Kelly, bring us up to speed. Thank you for calling in on Viewpoint with Cita and Friends again.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me again.
Yes. You know, we thought you were going to come in person. We were looking forward to giving you one of our friendliest hugs ever, because my goodness, you inspire and motivate so many of us to take charge of a situation and find purpose in life and do something wonderful for others.
I know, and I really wanted to be there. We are planning another Overdose Awareness Day event at Lake Eola over here in Orlando. And things went a little bit longer this morning than I had planned.
That's okay. So, that's okay. And you also had the luncheon. You also had the luncheon. How was that?
It was awesome. We had volunteers from Orange and Seminole and Lake County. And, yeah, it was really nice. It was just a great way for everybody to kind of meet each other, because a lot of times, you know, in certain counties, they don't, you know, get to meet the person in the next county. So, yeah, it was a great luncheon.
Well, so I know that it's been a while since we spoke in person, but I do help when I can. And you've had, I mean, you know, sometimes people talk about life being unfair, and life has been unfair to you. And you've lost not just your daughter, but I read recently you lost another child.
I did. I lost my son. I was actually down here speaking for Overdose Awareness Day in 2021. And the next day I got a phone call that they had found my son passed away in a public bathroom.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So it's, it's indescribable what you go through as a parent, or what my other children have gone through. You know, now losing two siblings, and then you've got the kids that, you know, if they're not old enough, they're confused, they don't really understand the opioid epidemic, so, you know, and they grieve just as well as we do, you know, maybe not in the same way, but kids do grieve, and, you know, but they're grieving and confused, they don't understand what happened.
And he also passed away from an overdose.
Yep, fentanyl. He had cocaine that was laced with fentanyl.
My goodness.
And did not know that. My daughter Noelle, you know, it was the same thing. She got hit with carfentanil and fentanyl. So this fentanyl has just gotten crazy. It's, you know, they're putting it in everything and people don't know it. And like I said, the last two consecutive years, our country's lost over 100,000 people each year, and which is record highs for, you know, ever. And imagine how many kids are involved in over 200,000 people just in the last 2 years.
Right. And when someone dies of an overdose, then, you know, we all pay attention. But it does not affect only one segment of our nation. It affects people from all walks of life, rich, poor, no matter what race, wherever
Absolutely.
You live, or zip codes. It is a myth that some people think it only affects certain people, but it doesn't. So,
absolutely, so, yeah, it doesn't discriminate against anybody, that's for sure.
Right.
Not that long ago, I read in the paper that in Cape Canaveral, which is very close to here, that 18 people passed away in one weekend. And the the moms and dads of those families were out on Facebook and out on street corners, like, please, begging people to please figure out who is lacing all this stuff with all these bad drugs and causing these overdoses. But in one weekend to lose, you know, 18 people, it's like almost unfathomable.
It is.
It sure is.
So, Kelly, bring our audience up to speed on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends here a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about Project Noel, the 501c nonprofit organization that you established in the name of your beautiful daughter, Noel, and give us your mission statement.
So our mission is to help the children who have suffered from the opioid epidemic. We're founded in 2017, same year that my daughter passed away. She left behind three sons, two which now I am raising. And, I was just trying to find, it was like I needed to be doing something.
Yes.
And it was Christmas, you know, I had these kids looking at me, and as I was reaching out, I realized there was really nothing out there for the kids that were being left behind. And I thought, geez, you know, they're kind of the forgotten victims in this whole thing. So we started, I'm originally from Orlando. I live in Ohio now. I'm probably the only person you'll ever meet that went from Florida to Ohio.
We have quite a few friends that are leaving the state and going to Georgia.
Really?
Yes. There are people that, for some reason or the other, don't like the politics of our state, and they're leaving.
So, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I don't like the cold. So. But anyway, that's, you know. But we started Project Noel. It was supposed to just be something that we were going to do for Christmas with helping these kids and the hundreds of thousands, in fact, millions of grandparents that are in this country raising grandchildren now because of this epidemic. And it just kind of blew up from there. So we're now located in 28 Ohio counties and 7 Florida counties. And we're continuing to grow. What we do is we help with Christmas, we help with Easter baskets, we help with emergency clothing and diapers, because most of the time when families take in these kids, they go with what they're wearing on their back. So we help, you know, get them started with that. We have kid support groups in a lot of our counties, and we're trying to get it spread out to all of our counties. We have a kids event in the summertime, just a free event for them to come out and have a good time. We help with back-to-school supplies, back-to-school haircuts. I mean, you name it. Whatever we can do. Because like I said, I think the majority of the people that are taking these kids in are grandparents. And we have a lot of great grandparents that are living on Social Security and, you know, they're on a fixed income, and then all of a sudden they find themselves raising small children again.
Yeah, and you guys are doing a lot to also educate the public about opioid addiction and healthcare and things like that. So are you partnering with anyone to help the community in that way to educate?
We are going to be a part of the Brevard Recovery Fest. this year, so we're over there. We were there last year as well. We work a lot with Eckerd in Brevard County.
We promoted that for
we
Stanley.
We would like to do more public speaking in Brevard County. I mean, we go into schools and churches, and we've worked with the National Youth Advocate speaking there, and, you know, just pretty much everywhere to educate people on this.
Yeah, and you know, like, a lot of people think the fentanyl is just coming through the border, right? And we know there is some. I'm sure there is, right? But the majority of people who get hooked on pain medications, oftentimes it's through prescription meds that they were had surgery or they were prescribed something. And then they found that they built up a tolerance to something. And next thing you know, they go from one to the other. And I see that in nursing as well. I see people who must have pain medication every four hours or else. So talk to us a little bit about Noelle.
Well, Noelle was a college graduate. She was in the medical field. She worked for the Cleveland Clinic. And so it wasn't something that she wasn't aware of. When she had her twins, what I think happened, now I'm not an expert, but what I think happened is she had a C-section. She was prescribed Vicodin and Percocet. And not only that, but Noelle had a history of postpartum depression. So they also had her on something for depression. And I think the mixture of the two, between the depression and the pain pills that she was taking, kind of escalated everything from there. And then she couldn't get the pain pills after a little while from the doctors. She was got involved with a boyfriend that was using, and I think it just ended up being the perfect storm, per se, for Noelle to get involved. And it shocked all of us because she was always so against. She saw my son have years and years and years and years of addiction problems and hated it. But yeah, it was, you know, I think all that. And not only that, but I mean, we did just have not too long ago in Cuyahoga County, which is Cleveland, we had a big string of overdoses of people that were over 50. And what they were finding was these people that were on the pain medicine through a doctor, then all of a sudden these, you know, laws went through and they were just cut off cold turkey. So they turned to the streets to get their pain medication.
Well, you know, now the doctors, before they write a prescription, they have to jump through hoops. Like, our physicians could only write a prescription for 14 pills. And then they have to reevaluate that patient to give them another prescription. So you're right. And sometimes they'll say, we'll take Motrin or Tylenol. Well, you know, if you're talking to an 80-year-old with a hip surgery or knee or back, that's not cutting it. And you're right. They go home and their families would say, well, listen, I know someone who can get this. And I think that's what you're referring to, is that's what they call when you get it from the street.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, you know, I think that, you know, just kind of escalated things. And then, of course, COVID hit. And not only that, but a lot of these dealers, like, I mean, you know, my son had cocaine. Now, he's had a drug problem for years, but I'm saying people that don't know that there's fentanyl in something, you know, or any drug, meth, anything, they're putting it in everything. People are getting addicted to fentanyl without even realizing it.
So here's the question of the hour, Kelly. How can our audience on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends help you to spread the message? What can we do to educate our friends and family? Because I know that there's every single day we have to continue with the education. And, you know, there's a saying, if you see something, say something. And then we speak about the family, like everything starts at home, that all of us should be looking out for each other in our homes, in our churches, in our community. But there's such a stigma attached to drugs or suicide or anything like that. People, they just don't want to talk about mental illness on the whole. how do we help you to educate people to be more aware of those amongst us who can be prone to overdose?
Right. You know, and one thing I tell people, I can't tell you how many teenagers talk to me that they'll be on social media and read something terrible about their parent that passed away by people that don't even know them. And, you know, I mean, it's who are you hurting when you say these terrible things about someone you don't even know other than you know they had a drug problem? You're not hurting them because they're not here anymore. You're hurting their family and children that are on social media reading these terrible things. I just educate.
We got you. So, okay. So talk to us a little bit about your story. When you found out Noelle had passed and you had to take the children in, were there any resources available for you for that? Or did you have to seek assistance?
No, there was no resources. I had actually taken in the boys before Noelle passed away. But when I took them in and everything, I had a full-time job. I had a good job. But, you know, the $250 a week in daycare right away and the pull-ups and all the things, you know, it was a financial hard on us, you know, not expecting to do that. And that's what we find with a lot of grandparents is, you know, they don't qualify for any kind of assistance with them. I had reached out, you know, is there any way that we could just get help with the daycare? Nope, we couldn't. We didn't qualify for any of that. But then they told me afterwards, after I got custody of them, you know, if you'd have taken them in and just raised them as a foster child, you'd have been able to get all kinds of assistance. Now, I would never do anything any different than the way I did, but I just thought, you know, that's something that they should be letting people know.
Yes, you get more assistance if you adopt your own grandchildren and become a foster parent, and you also get assistance with college if the kids keep up a certain grade. But Kelly, what is the website for Project Noelle, and how can people donate either gifts for Christmas or maybe send some money in or partner with you? Tell us how to get involved, because I know Christmas is huge with Project Noelle, and yes. I still remember my friends donated bicycles and they donated clothes and shoes, and we loved the wish list that the children wanted. So talk to our audience. We have about 3 minutes left. If you could tell us a little bit about the wish list and how we can help for Easter baskets and Christmas.
So you can go to our website. It's just www.projectnoelle.com, N-O-E-L-L-E. You can also go to our Facebook page. We have one main Facebook page, and then we have one Project Noelle Brevard County. Either one of those, you can message us right through our website or our Facebook page. We're always taking donations, diapers, anything. And like you said, we do have Christmas coming up. We do have a luau coming up this weekend, and we need volunteers. You talk about Christmas. This past Christmas, our numbers doubled in Brevard County from the Christmas before. So, you know, each year it's getting bigger, and we need volunteers. Nothing is too small. We have a bunch of ladies that bake cookies, you know, for when we have a kids event. It all helps. You know, we have other volunteers that get involved in a little bit of everything. But I always say nothing's too much, nothing's too small to get involved and help these kids.
Yeah. And so do you know roughly like how many kids you Project Noelle helped in Brevard County, Florida last year?
Last year, it was close to 400 kids that we helped.
That's awesome.
It's, you know, it's, I'm so glad that we're able to do it, but I'm so sad that it's needed for someone to do.
And you're totally filling a gap that child protective services and families and, you know, even churches in some case miss the boat on. You know, you're
right.
Totally filling a gap of, And I have some personal experience with what you're experiencing too. And unfortunately, I hope Ohio is a little bit better with their state laws about how they care for kids.
Yes.
Than what they do here.
Okay. I don't know. I know that our drug laws in Ohio aren't as strict as they are in Florida, though.
But unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of children that fall into what you're doing, that fall into what's happening, and why Project Noel is a 501(c)(3) now.
That's
And something that people can rely on.
So Kelly, here's a question I have for you. How are you doing? Because oftentimes you're taking care of so many people, and you're taking care of the grandkids, and you're educating people and all this. Personally, how are you doing? Because you have to have self-care for yourself as well. So how are you?
I am actually doing okay. I of course have really bad days that I'm just missing my two children. It'll hit me out of nowhere. But I'm doing okay. I have the boys. Everything's going good. And, you know, we've added on Michael's place at Project Noel, which helps with sports fees and stuff for these kids. And I know I'm doing what my kids would want me to be doing.
Yeah, Michael is your son.
Yes, yeah. Michael is my son. So, I'm okay. I mean, I guess that's all I can say is I'm okay.
Yes. And where do you get your referrals from? Because let's say there's someone who's tuning in today to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and they'd like to send a wish list. How can they contact you? Now, I must say, some of those wish lists had a lot of stuff on it, and you don't have to buy everything on the wish list.
No.
You could pick and choose. I remember one of the wish lists had a computer, a pair of Nike shoes, a bike, and my friends were like, whoa, hold on, I'll get the bike. The other two, let somebody else get. So talk to us about the wish list and how someone can send one to you.
So they can apply right through our website, but we also take referrals from Job and Family Services, recovery centers, juvenile courts, drug courts, you know, family courts, even school counselors will reach out that they know, you know, they have a family that they know have been affected and could use a little bit of extra help. So any of those places, but like I said, they also can apply for assistance directly through us on our website.
Okay. And the luau is coming up, so give us the time and the place and how much is the fee or how can someone get in? Because I am working, but I will spread the word and Ellen will put it on our website as well. So tell us about this fundraiser. It's in Rockledge, you said, correct?
No, it's in Merritt Island.
Okay.
It's at Kelly Park in Merritt Island. It's just a free, fun day for any kids, families that have been affected by the opioid epidemic. They can come out. We're feeding them. We're going to have games and face painting, a balloon twister. And then we are going to have Moana and Maui there coming over from Orlando to just kind of play with the kids, get their pictures taken with them. And there's no cost for these families to attend this. It's just something we try to do for the kids in the community.
Well, you know, one of our sponsors for our show is Hospice of St. Francis Reflections and Life Stage. And they have a program for children called the North Star Program. I highly recommend that when you educate people in the public as well, it would be nice if you could reach out to hospice as well. And I will tell all contacts as well, because what they do is they speak to grieving children, grieving families. And they might be a good resource for some of the children who have lost parents to drug abuse or any kind of loss. So I will pass this flyer on to my contact there as well.
Yes, that is amazing. Thank you. Because we do have two places, hospices, one in Ohio that we work real closely with. So I would love to get teamed up with someone down here as well.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, give us the website one more time and I'll make sure to send you the contact information for the lady, for the marketing rep for Hospice of St. Francis Life Stage and Reflections. Give us your website one more time, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we admire you and respect you, and thank you for doing what you do, not just for your grandchildren, but for people in Ohio and Florida and all over the United States.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. Yeah, you guys are awesome.
So the website?
Our website is www.projectnoelle, and it's NOELLE.com.
And very easy website to navigate, folks. So if you get on that page, you'll be able to put contact in. You'll be able to sign up for be a volunteer and all of those good things. So thank you so much for calling in. But we are going to take a quick break here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends to listen to our sponsors. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County and Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud9, that's Cloud number 9, furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9.
Welcome Mattress to MedFast Urgent Care. We are Brevard County's largest urgent care network. MedFast is now open at 7:30 a.m. every day. That's right, 7:30 a.m. every day. We will get you in and out so you can get back to your day. When you are sick or injured, MedFast is here for you 7 days a week. Think fast, think MedFast. With 18 locations, there's a MedFast near you.
Are you longing for a taste of Louisiana? Lizette's Cajun Bistro is the place to be. They offer Cajun and Creole staples as well as American, vegan, and vegetarian options. The restaurant is located at 2447 North Wickham Road, Unit 146. All menu items are prepared daily from scratch and made to order. Dine in or take out as well as outside seating. Live music on selected weekends. So the next time you have a taste for Louisiana, stop by Lizette's Cajun Bistro, 2447 North Wickham Road.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads. 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000. Or visit them on the web at DixieCrossroads.com.
Jump Off Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Choctaw Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345. Located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne, that's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We are heard worldwide on WWBC AM 1510, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7. And boy, what a robust first segment we've had.
We did. So anybody who wants to tune in, if you want to listen live, you can just go to 1510wwbc.com. Hit that listen live button and you'll get us on any one of your listening devices. Or if you'd like to hear us as the replay, you can select a date at on demand button and select the date of today. Or you can listen to it on our Facebook pages or on our website, cedamediainc.com.
Thank you, Miss Ellen. Thank you for being my right hand on this show. I couldn't do it without you.
Love you. I love being here. 14 yeah. years, it's amazing.
It's wonderful.
I keep reflecting.
It's just a great show. I mean, I learn something new. You learn something new. And we have so many people that text and send emails, and they don't use the services right away, but they've got it. It's like having something in your back pocket, right? Like Project Noel. I can't tell you how wonderful it feels to know that I turned my friend Carrie on to, from Chase Financial Bank, to Project Noel, and what they've done year after year. Those wonderful people at Chase, they get all the bikes and computers and shoes and clothes, and they package them, and then the employees from the bank help in the car loop as the parents drive up and collect their gifts. They match the wish list to the gift. I was there helping last year, and it was wonderful. So, I can't ride a bike, but I saw a lot. No, I can't swim either.
I saw you on your bike. You got a trike. You're pretty good at that recumbent bike.
Yeah. So it's good. It's good to help for Christmas, right?
Yes, it is.
So our second segment is with our friend Stephanie. And Stephanie Lopez is here. I met her at the American Business Women's Association, and I was totally blown away by the way she presented information about herself and what she has done, finding her purpose in life, from being a psychologist for NASA, and now she's turned into a mindset, emotion, and communication coach. She's powerful. And what she says is powerful and very uplifting. So, Stephanie, welcome to our show. Thank you so much for being here with Ellen and I, and, of course, Danny.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And I'm sure, like, a lot of what Kelly Clark was talking about with Project Noel, you probably have a lot to say about that, because you deal a lot with people who have emotional issues, as in mental health problems.
Mm. And I don't even know where to start, but my jaw dropped when she said that they're helping 400 kids. Like, I feel simultaneously like super, super proud of her and heartbroken. And just like you said, this very much connects to what I do. I can talk, you know, more about it as we go, but
yes. Yeah.
Quick one-liner is that humans, for the most part, do not learn the skill of feeling their feelings, feeling their insecurities, feeling their feels, their fears, and as a result of that, unconsciously lean on different coping mechanisms, including things as, you know, harmless as watching like an exorbitant amount of TV, but also, you know, overworking and prescription medication. And drugs, and the list goes on.
Yeah,
and food.
I mean, the potential for abuse is there, no matter what it is.
No matter what it is.
Unless you learn how to cope.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, a lot of us, we have faith that we were raised in either Hinduism or Buddhism or Christianity or Judaism or whatever it is, and we find solace with that. But not everyone had a parent or a family to say, hey, this can help you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So do you feel like the mental health issues affect the wholeness of a person in all walks of life?
Yeah. So I'm not a therapist. I am a psychologist.
Yes.
So, you know, I'll refer to emotional health for the most part. But, yeah. Everything that I work on with people, it's not just for people who identify as having, like, issues. It is helpful for anyone who is open-minded. And one important thing for everybody to know is all human beings are born with the ability to upregulate, to go into fight or flight. And we know that if you sit down and you think about it, okay, if I was in a heated argument, did I have to like think and process and like try to get upset? No. it just
it's
happens,
naturally, yes,
right?
Yeah.
So we're born with this innate ability to go into fight or flight. What we are not born with the innate ability to calm, to down regulate, to come out of fight or flight. So what does that mean? You have to actively learn it. Except the problem is, if you are raised by caregivers, parents, whoever they may be, who didn't have that mastered because probably they didn't even know that they needed to be working on it, then they're not going to be able to teach you that.
That's right. Well, so tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Steeda and Friends, Stephanie Lopez, correct? How did you go from being a NASA psychologist to now starting the Brave Method?
Yes. Okay, so at NASA, I worked as an organizational development consultant and coach. So I worked with leadership to identify how they could help their teams work more effectively, be happier, more satisfied, and get the job done. Increase team cohesion, all of that. What it came down to, and my favorite part of the job, is when I worked with leaders to increase their emotional resilience and their self-awareness, so much changed for them. And I fell in love with that piece. In particular, in 2013, I took this 5-day intensive workshop that changed the trajectory of my entire life. And it was while I was working there that I took that.
And I saw that on your website, so now I'm dying to know.
Okay.
What was the workshop?
Yeah. Well, now it's the foundation of everything that I do.
Oh, right.
So I'm not going to answer that question
okay.
yet.
Okay.
Yet.
Right.
But by noon on the first day, I knew, like I had this internal knowing, I have to spread this to as many people as possible. Going into this workshop, I feel like it's important for me to share a few things about myself. I identified as a people pleaser, a perfectionist, a high achiever, but on the inside, I felt broken. Not all the time, but sometimes, because I would find that every few months, and this is really vulnerable and open for me to share, I would lose it. And I'm not at work, but at home.
An because emotional, you kept it inside.
Because I kept it inside. I would have an emotional breakdown. I would yell, you know.
Well, you're not alone. There's so many people like that. They need you. Mm-hmm. They need to hear you on Viewpoint with Steeda and Friends.
Yeah. So I went in feeling like I've got anger management issues. Something's like other people aren't having these struggles. You know, like that's how I felt. And by noon on day one of that workshop, even though I'd already had my master's in psychology, this workshop was more impactful. I realized actually most of the issues that I was dealing with were defense mechanisms. And a defense mechanism is not something that most people think it is. Most people think like, oh, I get defensive because I'm protecting myself from you. You're being a jerk, and I have to protect myself. Wrong. We show up defensively to protect ourselves.
Right, so we're going into battle every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
To protect ourselves from feeling our own negative feelings, from feeling inadequate, from feeling our insecurities. Now let's tie this to the first segment of this show. People are numbing with prescription and non-prescription medication because they do not have, this is one thing that they could choose to do, because they do not have the ability
to cope.
To cope, oh which is gosh. What
that's
I
powerful.
Was dealing with.
I wish you could say that again, because that's exactly what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wake up every day and you're ready.
Road rage. And to your point, Stephanie, some people have this laughing thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something happens,
yes.
So their defense mechanism is to laugh it off. Or, you know, so it could be something very, you know, sophomoric or very, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
like seventh grade. You're right, exactly.
Yeah,
very
teenage,
healthy.
Teenage
some
stuff.
People run.
Right.
You know, I mean, but all of those things could be defense mechanisms. If you're doing them for the right reasons, it sounds like it's good and healthy.
Yes.
But when you're doing them for the wrong reasons, which is what you're
so
talking
about.
So
who do you commonly work with? Like, tell us a little bit about the people that seek out seek your services and
yeah.
what you teach.
The old me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I tend to work with ambitious women who they are either feeling anxious every day or yelling, maybe having rage moments, or maybe all of that. Some of them, this usually throws people off. Some of these women are executives. Some of these women are stay-at-home moms.
Attorneys, I know quite a few.
It really doesn't matter what their job is, but if they resonate with like, okay, yeah, I have had these feelings. I am getting defensive. I'm not showing up as my best self. And wait, there's an answer for like why that's happening.
And is it because a lot of these people, men and women, seek perfectionism? Because I know people who want to be perfect in every role. They want to be the perfect wife. They want to be the perfect mother, the perfect friend, the perfect attorney or doctor or nurse. And at the end of the day, this person is falling apart. But they don't know how to express it. They don't know how to tell someone that literally I'm falling apart.
And, you know, some of them might resonate with that. Some of them maybe not. But perfectionism is there to protect us from feeling rejected and disliked. Okay, so I'm just going to connect the dot again. I'm going to beat a dead horse here. So if someone is showing up as a perfectionist, they have this underlying fear of judgment, rejection, incompetence. So what is the goal? Expand your tolerance to feel all of it. All of it. Because when we, as humans, expand our tolerance to feel all of it and know at our core, no matter what happens, I can handle this. I can cope with it. Then we fly. Because we're going to be able to take risks. We're not going to be afraid of failing. We are not going to let fear hold us back. We are going to show up without those protective, ineffective defense mechanisms.
One of my favorite things to say to my friends when we're having those moments, you know, is that you have a 100% success rate of getting through everything that life has thrown
everything.
At you. Every single thing that life has thrown at you up to this point.
Yeah.
What makes you think that you're not going to be able to soar through this, whatever issue, problem, thing that you're going through?
Yeah, and why don't they have a class taught by you, the Brave Method, in high school or middle school?
Okay.
Because let's think about this for a second,
that's
right?
It needs to be.
It starts when we're little.
Oh, 100%.
Right? And then the little children who can't cope with rejection and bullying and body perfection, they grow up to be adults who are your boss.
Yeah.
A team player who now don't have those skills. How do we get you to talk to more people?
Oh my gosh, I love that you said this, because one of my goals, and I've said this in a few different venues, is I'm just going to keep saying it and one day I'll meet the right person.
Yeah.
My goal is to build this into the school system.
Oh my gosh, and you should. Why not? Instead of worrying about the books, let's worry about coping.
Yes, yeah. Yep. And why don't they have this ability to cope? Because probably their parents don't either. And so they didn't teach it. And with the best of intentions, what happens over and over and over again for children is that their parents, caregivers, authority figures cut off their emotions. And usually it's from a good place, because they think, I'm going to help them be able to deal with things that are going on. So picture an emotion as an inverted U. Okay, so one inverted U is the cycle of an emotion. If it's cut off, and it is cut off, and I'll talk about that a little bit more, what the child begins to do is cut off their emotions earlier as they grow older and older. And let's think about what a parent or a caregiver might be doing. They might cut it off by saying like, oh, you're going to be fine. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Go to your room. You can come out when you're ready to be nice or be happy. Or maybe their child falls and they're like, you're okay. So over and over and over on a daily basis, we learn as children, most of us, cut off the emotional cycle.
And what get happens? Over it. They say, get over it. Yeah.
And because they think telling them to get over it is going to build their capacity to feel it. But actually, what helps us feel all the things? It's you sitting next to me while I feel it, and helping me know, say, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And I think it's cultural too, right? Because like a lot of cultures, you can't cry. A lot of cultures, you got to keep things under wraps. Yeah. You got to sweep it under the rug.
Right.
Don't let people see you mortified in any way.
Right.
Or cry at a funeral. I've known people that won't cry at a funeral because it's a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
So how do we address those people who are doing that but are miserable inside and anxious inside and heartbroken,
mm-hmm.
and they want somebody to listen to them, but they don't have that?
Well, what I try to do is talk about the problems in their life that they may be experiencing to help them see, like, oh, I don't have to be dealing with these things. Because if we just say you're doing it wrong, probably not going to go over well. There is one other thing that I wanted to say. What happens when we cut off the emotional cycle, which, by the way, the chemical response of an emotion is up to 90 seconds long. I think we can handle 90 seconds, right? Okay. What happens when we cut it off? We feel, as humans, anxious every single day. And you may not resonate with all of these, but maybe one of these or maybe all of them can stand out to you. So we have an anxiety issue, at least in the United States, okay? Big way to solve that problem. Second, ruminating, overthinking, because when you ruminate and you overthink, you're staying surface level and you're not allowing yourself to actually feel the feeling and then come out of it. And then the third one, which in the first segment of this show, she mentioned chronic pain. So then we've got people who are feeling chronic pain because, not always, okay, I'm going to throw
yes, not always.
Many often, we'll say at least a decent percentage of the time, because they are cutting off their emotions, that energy has to go somewhere. So then they're dealing with chronic pain. So there's lots and lots of evidence coming out over the years, over the past few decades, in fact, that when you feel your emotions, the pain goes away.
So pain that hasn't face it head on is what you're saying.
Face the emotions head on.
Yeah, identify.
Which is mind-blowing. And sometimes I've gotten the response, well, you think I'm faking it? Absolutely not. That is real pain, just like your emotions are real emotions.
Well, you know, that reminds me of when Air Canada last week said to Jasmine they would like to take the baby's ball. This is the ball he plays with. He sleeps with it, bathes with it, whatever. And she's an attorney, and she starts crying. She's crying because she's anxious for her child. She's crying because it's a loss of his precious toy. And she's saying to them, I'll pay you whatever it takes. So please send it down. Don't destroy it, because at that point she's feeling the pain,
mm-hmm.
and her sister was saying, oh, she's so anxious, but she was. And I said, no, she has a right to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to her child.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to her. And they were like, Mom is handling this so well, because I listened to Stephanie at ABWA and I realized that we've got to face our emotions head on, or we can't help somebody else.
Right? I remember reading a book, and I don't know if it's hokey or not, but Louise Hay.
Yes.
Have you read that before?
How to Heal Your Life.
How to Heal Your Life. Yes, absolutely. And she talks about how emotions, but she dials it down to, if you're having financial things and your back's bothering you, fix your financial stuff.
Right.
Because it related to every part of the body, so that if you had knee pain, she kind of gave a little chapter on,
mm-hmm.
on what could be causing knee pain. But it was such a connection with that gut-brain experience, right?
Yeah.
Because when our gut feels kind of weird because of the tension, anxiety, and
it's
those
like
types
Buddhism.
Of things.
It's like Buddhism. They teach you that, right?
Yeah.
So for our listeners who are now tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends here on WWBC AM 1510, FM 94.7, 99.9, and 100.7, as well as online, we're speaking with Stephanie Lopez, Dr. Stephanie Lopez. She's a former NASA psychologist turned mindset, emotion, and communication coach, and she is the founder of the Brave Method, which uses eye-opening self-discovery tools to guide high-achieving women to get in the driver's seat of their emotions and reactions so they can feel happier, calmer, and lighter. And you do help men as well.
I do have a couple male clients. I just target women, but there's nothing, like someone asked me before, like, why is this only for women?
Right.
Just because I get to pick.
Yes. Right. So how can someone contact you? Because Lord knows, number one, with women, we leave the house too late sometimes. and we're anxious on the road, and there's road rage, and then you get to work late, the whole day starts upset. Mm-hmm. How can a woman contact you, just a woman who has two kids in the car, the daycare, the job, clocking in, clocking out, yeah. must be on time. How can you help these women? How can they contact you?
I love that. At one of my most recent workshops, I had someone come who was dealing with road rage.
Yes.
Yes. And she's like, you gave me a bag of tools. I'm like, welcome. But how can they contact me? Email is probably best. Stephanie@brave-method.com.
It is amazing. It is amazing that if we just stop to breathe and think and listen to ourselves, we can change ourselves. Now, one of the main things I think with us women is we don't know how to say no. How can you help a woman who are listening to say no?
Yeah. So I go deeper with everything. So what's getting in the way of you saying no? Probably insecurities and fears. So we're going to address that so that you can say no confidently and feel good about it and show up the way you want to and not resent like being involved in all of these, you know, extra things that you don't actually want to be involved in. And I love that you mentioned breathing, because one of the things that I work with clients on is clinical breath work, which is shown to recalibrate your nervous system to bring you out of fight or flight.
Right. That's been a big thing lately. I have a friend that actually does breath work as a business.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's her whole bit. They do the whole tuning things and the
Is it true that we have to teach people to listen to their heart and their head, or they can listen to their head or their heart? It's all joined together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really promote tuning into your intuition, because it's not going to misguide you, but some people can't tell the difference between fear and intuition.
Yes. And so if you met somebody, Dr. Stephanie Lopez, in the elevator, and they say, give me your 30-second spiel about why I should hire you as my mindset coach, what would you tell them for 30 seconds?
Oh, gosh.
Because he's given
she gave me no warning.
I know.
Because he's given us a heads up, and I want you to get that. I want you to get that in quickly if you can.
Okay, if you want to feel unstoppable, I can show you how.
If you want to calm your nerves
and
be more purposeful to yourself and others, of course.
Well, basically, if you're feeling bad and you don't know why, call Dr. Stephanie.
Or if you get to work in your basket case and your nerves are frayed, call Dr. Stephanie.
That's not just who you are.
Yes.
You don't have to be like that.
Well, once again, another fantastic show. Dr. Stephanie Lopez, thank you so much for joining us today. Kelly Clark, thanks for calling in about Project Noel. And folks, we'll be back next week here at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 1510 WWBC here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.